Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful morning that the Lord has created. God always creates things and design it for the purpose of us. And I thank God for all that He is to give us His Son, Jesus Christ. Thank God for giving us life, that we can embrace it, that we can enhance His presence, His glory, His righteousness. I truly thank God for everything that He is to us, for giving us His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a day it is to give God praise and glory, for He is so good that His mercy endures forever. Thank God for being the God that He is, and we thank God for every one of you who are able to hear what the Lord is saying to you, because we are spirit, praise God. And the Lord said in His word, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the church today." And I truly thank God for us and for His Son, Jesus Christ, who went to lay Himself on the altar as a Lamb of God, without any spots or wrinkle, willingly to give His life for every one of us. So good morning to everyone, even good morning to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for everybody, praise God, who is alive today on this earth. This morning, I truly thank God for all that He is. Praise God that He bless you to see another day. My prayer go to the bereaved family who lost their loved ones, wherever they are, and those who are shut in. Trust God. He's a God of a healer. He will heal your body. And I thank God. Some people feel like God don't exist. God do exist. Miracles still do works. Miracles still are performed by believing and trusting and having the faith in Jesus Christ. But thank God for those who are able to see, those who are able to speak, and those who are able to walk. I thank God for these. Some of you are going to the house of God to give God glory. Some of you are going to shut in to visit the sick. Thank God those who are going to the jailhouse to minister to those who are in incarceration. But God is everywhere. He's not in one place. He's everywhere. From the north, south, east, and west, God is everywhere. The omnipotent God, the unknowing God. And I thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, who gave us His life. And I thank God for everything today. This morning, I thank God for Jesus. As I go into the book of 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and I thank God, our life pleasing to God. Our life pleasing to God. The question we need to ask ourselves, is our life pleasing God today? In the world that we are in now, the world is so devastated and chaotic. But in the midst of it, is our life pleasing God today? Are we lining ourselves up with God? Do we trust God? Do we rely on God? Do we believe in God's word? Do we really know the Lord as we say we know Him? God is a God of mercy and grace. And without mercy, we will have a chance, praise God, to stand before Him. But because He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, we have grace and mercy in our lives today. But in this hour, we thank God for all that He is to us, body, soul, and spirit. This is what Paul said to the Thessalonians. Praise God. He said, finally, my brothers, we urge and exhort you by the Lord Jesus that as you have learned from us how you ought to walk and to please God, you shall excel more and more, for you know what commands we give you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of depravity, even as the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no man take advantage of and defraud his brother in any manner, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, as we also have forewarned you and testify. For God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Therefore, he that despises does not despise man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. But thank God for Jesus Christ, as Paul was speaking to the Thessalonians, and how they should walk before the Lord, and how to conduct themselves to make sure that their vessel is clean before God. Paul was teaching us how we should line ourselves up according to God's word and what God requires of us and what he expects out of us in the world that we are living in. For us to have the life that God is pleasing, we need to please the Lord according to our lifestyle. Our lifestyle should be in the operation of knowing God, have a relationship with God, and honor God in everything that we do. We should be uprightly holy before the Lord without any spots or wrinkle. We should live the righteous life instead of living the worldly life. We should live the godly life and knowing the Lord everywhere we are to minister to those who are lost. Did you not know that you are that light, that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That light that illuminates, it gets people's attention. It gets somebody's attention when they see your light. And they know, say, brother, I see a light on you. Sister, I see a glow on you. That's the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to live the life, not to live like the world. Now today, the people can tell the difference from the church, from the world, because the church people, praise God, operate in a worldly way. Praise God, they dress like them and do things like them, but then they confess, say, I'm a Christian. How can we live and we not be distinguished between the world and God? Hallelujah. Between good and evil. We got to live the life as Paul was teaching the Thessalonians, and how we should present ourselves before God and before the people that we fellowship with in the world we are in. So it is very important that we need to line ourselves with God's word, to trust God, to honor God, and to reverence God every step of the way. Like I say again, we should have no spots or wrinkles. We cannot be like the world. We got to be like God. Hallelujah. We should be looking like Jesus. Praise God. We should walk like Jesus and speak the word like Jesus and do the things like Jesus. Praise God. But long we fellowship in darkness and cultivate in darkness. Do you not know the light will depart himself from you? The light will be gone and you'll be operating in darkness. But if we are the children of the righteous of God, holy unto him, we need to separate ourselves in that way to know, praise God, to let that person know that, no, that person is a Christian. Praise God. And that's why the church is in a mess today, because we want to fellowship with the worldly, praise God, instead of distinguish ourselves. We are that peculiar people that God said, and that we need to be so different from them to separate ourselves from evil, but to pertain the goodness of the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ. So I thank God of the life that we need to please God, to walk uprightly before Him, to know that we love the Lord, to show our compassion, our affection for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Jesus every time that He do things for us. We are not to defraud His brother in any manner. And thank God, we should not embarrass ourselves, praise God, but we need to live the life that Jesus requires of us. And I thank God for Jesus. The sanctification, our vessel belongs to God. This body that God gave to you, praise God, that body belongs to Him. And we need to honor that vessel that He gives to us to make sure that our vessel is pure and clean and holy and righteous. Praise God. We should be careful how we speak. We need to be careful how we walk. Praise God. We need to be careful how we carry ourselves if we are ambassador. Praise God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The world is dying, and the world is waiting for us as a church in a whole to get them out of dilemma, to deliver them out of darkness, out of sin, by giving them what God requires of us. We are that vessel, praise God, to bring forth the word of God, to bring hope to those who are in darkness, to bring them into the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we give ourselves and ordain us, hallelujah, as God ordained us, we are to be that vessel that He can utilize to get the truth going. And I truly thank God for Jesus, because the Lord is coming. He's coming for a church, a righteous church, a church will have no spots or wrinkles. So that's the reason why we need to hold on to God, stand up for what we believe in, and be holy before Him. And that's why the Lord said, therefore, he that despises does not despise man, but God, who has given us His Holy Spirit. God has imparted His Holy Spirit in our lives today. And trust me, when we are holy unto the Father, because our Father, our Heavenly Father, Abba, Jehovah, Yahweh, is holy unto us. We got to be holy unto Him for us to enter into His courts with thanksgiving in our mouth. When we enter into His court and stand before the mercy seat, the Lord will see us through this. The Lord will clothe us with His righteousness and give us the bread of life, the crown of life. So my brothers and sisters, let's not fail God. Let us walk uprightly based on what we are in this world. Due to the chaos that's happening, we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. We need to trust Him every step of the way. Let's believe in God's word. Let's trust God every step of the way. So my brothers and sisters, you have a great and blessed day and live the life for Jesus. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.